MG, UFC 236 is happening in Atlanta on Sunday, April 14. You can check it out via Main Event, Fetch, and UFC.tv. And you absolutely should check it out because our next guest is fighting on this card. In fact, he's the co-main fight on the card, MG. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Israel Adesanya.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Stylebender, thank you so much for your time. It's first of all, when do you leave for the fight, brother, to go to America?
Yeah, I leave on Sunday to head to the States. And yeah, I'm just, I've done this shit many times, so it's just the same kind of rhetoric, same kind of rigmarole.
Hmm. Well, the last fight, obviously, you fought your idol, Anderson Silva. We had Anderson Silva in the studio here about a month ago, and what a beautiful man. It was a very poignant moment when he basically passed you the baton and said that you are now the man, and I want you to act accordingly. That's big praise from one of the goats.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for me, that's not just one of the best moments in my UFC career or my career in general, but one of the best moments of my life.
Mm.
It was cool to get the guy that put me on into the game, and I got to play against him and then beat him at the game. So it was dope.
Can you share what he told us after the fight, and Israel?
Just what he said. Yeah, definitely. He said, you're the best in the world. I passed the baton to you. And yeah, he just told me to stay focused. Because then I told him, like, I already know, like, there's a lot of snakes in this game. And he goes, yes, watch out. You gotta keep your eyes peeled. That a lot of people will come for me. And I was like, yeah, mate, I'm making sure I'm on that.
You seem to be well grounded because I think the fact that you're in your gym in Auckland with Eugene. You've got blokes like Dan Hooker around the gym. You're a very strong base of Kiwi fighters, and I think that's one of the reasons that you've been so successful, that you don't forget where you come from.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not a kind of guy who kind of just forgets his roots, but also I have strong character, and I'm not easily wavered. My character doesn't waver for much, and it's just all about the people you keep around you, your close circle. So I have a really tight-knit team in the gym and out of the gym, and, yeah, I keep my eyes peeled.
The Last Stylebender is one of the greatest nicknames in world sport. It absolutely is. Where did it come from? Did you come up with it yourself?
Yes. Excuse me, are we live?
No, we're not live. We're pre-recording.
All right, give me 2 seconds. Deep Springs. It's orange and mango. Deep Springs. I can.
Kind of
just want to get me a drink.
Oh, good brother. I love Deep Spring.
Like, what do you say? I'm like, just Deep Spring. He's Chinese.
That is the best Deep Spring flavor,
yeah,
too.
By
orange
far.
And mango, absolutely.
It is. Orange and mango. I'm like, fuck. I just finished training, my wrestling training, and I'm like, I'm parched right now. I just want some. A little bit of sugar, some naughty things.
So
just, yeah, I'm craving that flavor.
Nice, nice.
But, the name, The Last Stylebender, the name I coined it from a TV show called the Avatar TV show.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you might have seen it. But the main character in the TV show, Aang, he was, he had to realize his destiny by mastering all the elements to realize he's the Avatar.
Mm.
And for me, I feel like I have to master all the elements in martial arts and realize my destiny as the Avatar of this game. So, and a lot of things in that show really correlated with my life and I could really resonate with. So it just made sense. I'm the last Stylebender.
Well, you're on track to fight one of our show's favorite, the middleweight champion, Mr. Whittaker. But first, you've got a guy called Calvin Gastelum in front of you. And I suppose you'll use every bit of your 6'4" height and your 203 centimeter reach to take him down.
That one it is. Damn, I'm long.
You're over 2 meters span, brother. You're like, you're a freak.
Yeah, that's what she said.
No, but what, Israel, what challenges does Kelvin present as a fighter to you?
He's a very good threat to me, He's strong, but I feel like I'm stronger. I'm faster than him. I've got better timing. On paper, he's got better wrestling. So technically, he's got quote-unquote better wrestling than me on paper. But, I mean, a few of my other opponents on paper have better wrestling than me, and look how that turned out for them. So, This is just, I don't play the game like everyone else, the way everyone else plays the game. So I come in different. I come in different with that heat. So when they come at me, they find out eventually who they're f***ing with.
Yeah, there's no true words said. And look, and just before we let you go, mate, we know you just finished a massive training session. We've got to let you go, but we just want to send all our best to you. I know you left Nigeria and went to New Zealand to Rotorua as a 13-year-old, so you class yourself as New Zealand. And after what happened in Christchurch, I know you send your best, and we want to send our best as well.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Hey, say what's up to Kai. He's
right here
to say what's up.
Hey, Kai. How are you, champion?
Hey, Israel, have you got your deep spring yet?
My deep spring? Jeff is still in there. I don't know where he is. Where the f*** is... I told him, get deep springs, orange mango. Can you get it, please, guys?
Do they have that in Atlanta? Can you get that in the rooms for post-victory once you beat Kelvin Gastelum?
I'll be on that honey bourbon when I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking, baby. good luck, Stylebender.
Israel, thanks for your time.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you, guys.
Good man, mate. Thank you.